is the fourth and final hour. I am going to cover news intensely for the next half hour. Then we will go to your phone calls, Tim, Ron, Michael, and others that are patiently holding. If you want to get queued up for calls in 30 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. It is July 5th, 2010. Thank you for joining us. Okay, let me go ahead and launch into this today. This is really our top story. And the issue here is not that the media is starting to admit that we're in a depression, but that why did they cover it up this long, and why are they now admitting it? That means the establishment has made the decision to start coming out with this in the open, and that's a question I would field to the listeners. Why do you think that's the case? I have my take on it, and I'll be going over that. Here is CNBC. Dow repeats Great Depression pattern. And this is what our guest, the economist we've had on, had been saying for 2 years, that we've really been in a recession for four, a depression for two, and that the charts mirror what happened in 29 through 33. They didn't announce that we were in a depression until the middle of 1933. And then, of course, the War Powers Act was declared, and the United States was put under a form of economic martial law. Dow repeats Great Depression pattern, the charts show. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is repeating a pattern that appeared just before markets fell during the Great Depression. Daryl Guppy, CEO at Guppy Traders, told CNBC today, "Those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. There was a head and shoulders pattern that developed before the Great Depression in 1929. Then with the recovery of 1930, we had another head and shoulders pattern that preceded a fall in the market. And in the current Dow situation, we see an exact repeat of that environment," Guppy said. The Dow retreated 457 points or 4.5% last week to close at 9,686. Now, the globalists may go prop that up. In fact, I haven't looked today. Will you guys pull up the Dow? It was at 9,686 Friday. Let's see what it is today. Guppy said a Dow fall below 9,800 confirmed the head and shoulders pattern. The Shanghai Composite is seeing a very rapid collapse. Falling below 2,500 would suggest a major fall in the Dow, he added. In the European markets, Guppy says Frankfurt DAX is witnessing a different pattern to London's FTSE. And again, I put out an emergency alert Friday, SOS emergency alert. Emergency SOS is the name of the video. You can search that term. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it states the facts. The private central banks, they're not even banks, they're just fraudsters, have set this up in the last 15 years. They've admitted they've set it up. It's all pre-planned. And we've got to stop them. I guess the Dow's down again today and 46, another 46 plus points, 46.05. It's closed today. Okay, I guess it's a holiday, so that's Friday. It goes on to say, Dow repeats Great Depression pattern. Here's another one. With the U.S. trapped in depression, this really is starting to feel like 1932. And that's Ambrose Evans Pritchard, a very prestigious writer with the London Telegraph. The U.S. workforce shrank 652,000 jobs in June, one of the sharpest contractions ever. That rate of hourly earnings fell 0.1%. Wages are flirting with deflation. So they're devaluing the currency while you have depression in the real economy. Wall Street's making record profits. You've got deflation in wages, but inflation in currency value. Now, they didn't believe that could even exist until the late 70s. It's stagflation. This is leaning towards hyperstagflation. I mean, we live in a completely rigged economy. And even MSNBC had a headline, or CNBC admitting that last week. Dylan Radigan came out and said the entire stock market's rigged. It is. It's a casino meant to rip you off. Don't be a sucker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, 8 minutes into the fourth and final hour here today. Your call's coming up at the bottom of the hour. So, Dow repeats Great Depression pattern. Stock markets worldwide in massive retreat. There is no way to pay back the $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion, that these banks have created. It is designed to destroy us. It is a giant lead weight they trick us into connecting ourselves to. And then they hold us hostage. If you want the economy to come back, if you want your pension fund, if you want your retirement, you've got to give us, the bankers, even more power over your economy. You've got to give us trillions more, and you give them the trillions, and Congress says, and the Parliament of England says, and the EU says to the central banks, where'd the money go? And they say, we're not going to tell you. This is a swindle. But because they're wearing $5,000 designer suits, and because they control your pension funds, no one goes to jail because they're holding us hostage. Dow repeats Great Depression pattern. That's CNBC. Here's London Telegraph. With the U.S. trapped in depression, this really is starting to feel like 1932. 652,000 people lost their jobs in the month of June alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we've known for 4 years we've been in a recession. All the economists we've had on. You can see it around you in business. They were telling you the economy was great 4 years ago. They've been telling you it's been getting better the last year and a half. Baloney. Anyone in business, anyone in the real world. I mean, 46 states on the verge of collapsing, according to Bloomberg, and the federal government's own admissions. Is that a recovering country? 46 states on the verge of collapsing. But the big private megabanks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, they're all doing good with record profits and taking over everything. So they tell you the economy's great. And without even looking today, I've got a stack of mainstream news articles about how we're in a depression. Suddenly they're admitting we're in a depression. Why? Because they're going to scare us again and say, well, you better give the Federal Reserve unlimited power over the entire economy, over every facet of the economy, or they won't be able to fix it. They told you that a year and a half ago. And now they can offer their new global currency and their SDR as the solution to the crisis they've created. That's why. They've already milked us. They've already gotten us positioned. They've got us where they want us. They wanted to get us deeper into a depression and more in debt to them. And they've done that now. And they're coming back saying, gee, we just want to save the economy. And it is like having a 10-pound tumor growing on the side of your heart. If we do remove the tumor, it may kill us. But if we don't remove the tumor, we're dead. I mean, we're that ingratiated and that integrated in with these crooks. They've made it where we're dependent on them. That's the whole ball game. A Ponzi scheme that's too big to fail. That's the name of their game. A Ponzi scheme too big to fail that's designed to fail. And when it fails, it conquers you economically. You remember this headline last week, the third depression, Paul Krugman, New York Times. But of course, his answer is giving the government and the Federal Reserve more power and more money, more spending, your money. And they've already decided they're going to devalue the dollar and on its assets build the new SDR that you pay carbon taxes to. Think of the magnitude of what's happening right now. And then I saw stacks of these articles without even looking. Happy 4th of July. America needs it. The great republic is in a perilous state politically and economically. This is by Jeffrey Simpson from the Saturday Globe and Mail. We can only hope our American friends enjoy their national holiday weekend. Let them wave their flags, enjoy their picnics, and show their love of country because they need a holiday. And my sister is in England. She just got out of college, so she's taking the European trip. And my parents were over 4th of July, and she called to say hi from England. And she said, oh, it's so nice. The Brits are all dressed up like Americans, and they're making fun of us, and it's fun. And it's like a cute thing. And of course, I separately knew the culture and knew that she said, it's like they think we're silly. They like us, but it's like we're dumb. Yeah, that's right. We're a big joke, you see. First, we're blamed for everything in the world, all the wars, all the evil, when we've just been the blood supply for the cancer. And now, oh, Obama wasn't the messianic leader. Americans are just a joke. She said, yes, we're just a sad joke now. And they come over and say, oh, you're a pathetic joke. See, it's something fun. I mean, they're slaves over there as well. And the media makes it into a fun joke to make fun of Americans. The same corporate media that owns the media over there owns our media, and they'll put out different flavors. You know, here people make fun of the French and how they're pathetic and how they're cowards and all of this baloney. I need a water, boys. I'm coughing here. I found one. A delicious plastic glass with estrogen-mimicking hormones. Just what I need. Okay, let me continue to the news here. I had another little stack of depression news. that I'm looking for here. I'll have to find that during the break. Let me shift gears here before I get into that list of other news media talking about how America is basically done for, and that's now a popular little sport. Well, here, I found one of them. Let me go over this report for you. 50 random facts that make you wonder what in the world has happened to America. This is from the Economic Collapse blog. So let's go through the 50. Let's see if we have time. Number 50, counting down to number one. A new report released by the United Nations is publicly calling for the establishment of a world currency, and none of the major news networks are even covering it. 49. The state of California is so broke that Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered California state controller to reduce state workers' pay for July to the federal minimum allowed by law, $7.25. 48. A police officer in Oklahoma recently tasered an 86-year-old disabled grandma in her bed and stepped on her oxygen hose until she couldn't breathe because they considered her to be a threat because she argued with them, didn't touch him. That tortures what heroes do. 47. In early 2009, U.S. net national savings as a percentage of GDP went negative for the first time since 1952, and it was continued in its downward trend since then. 46. Core Exit 9500 is so incredibly toxic that the UK's Marine Management Organization has completely banned it. So if there was a major oil spill in the North Sea, BP would not be able to use it. And yet BP has dumped over 1 million gallons of dispersants such as this toxic chemical, Core Exit 9500, in the Gulf of Mexico. 45. For the first time in U.S. history, more than 40 million Americans are on food stamps, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture projects the number will grow to 43 million Americans by 2011. That's the equivalent of 21st century soup lines. 44. It has come out that one employee used a Federal Emergency Management Agency credit card to buy $4,318 in happy birthday gift cards. Two other FEMA officials charged the cost of 360 golf umbrellas, $9,000 to taxpayers. 43. Researchers at the State University of New York in Buffalo received $389,000 from the U.S. government to pay 100 residents of Buffalo $45 each to record how much malt liquor they drink and how much pot they smoke each day. 42. The average duration of unemployment in the United States has risen to an all-time high. 41. But Obama says the economy's doing great, though. Record unemployment, record people on food stamps, but everything's fine. 41. The bottom 40% of all income earners in the United States now collectively own less than 1% of the nation's wealth. Number 40. In the U.S., the average federal worker now earns about twice as much as the average worker in the private sector. 39. Back in 1950, each retiree's Social Security benefit was paid for by 16 workers. Today, each retiree's Social Security benefit is paid for by approximately 3.3 workers. By 2025, it is projected that there will be approximately 2 workers for each retiree. Number 38. According to the U.S. Treasury Department report to Congress, the U.S. national debt will top $13.6 trillion this year and climb to an estimated $19.6 trillion by 2015. That's just what the media reports on, folks. The Washington Post admits $600 trillion in derivatives, and those bankers claim we will pay for all of that, even though it's not ours. 37. The federal government actually had the gall to ask for online donations that will supposedly go towards paying off national debt. 36. The cactus bug project, the University of Florida, has allocated $325,000 in economic stimulus funds to study the mating decisions of cactus bugs. 35. A dinner. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
All right, I'm going to try to race through more of these 50 random facts that make you wonder what in the world has happened to America. Of course, I would add a few of my own. Why is the government now openly admitting they put microphones up everywhere, putting our public comments in parks, in malls, through NSA databases? That's coming up after I take calls in the next segment. I'm going to get into the police state stack of news from today. A dinner cruise company in Chicago got nearly $1 million in economic stimulus funds to combat terrorism. Number 34, it is being reported that a six-year-old girl from Ohio is on the no-fly list maintained by U.S. Homeland Security, and they refuse to take her off. It's about it being absurd, where you just accept that they do whatever they want. Number 33, during the first quarter of 2010, the total number of loans that are at least 3 months past due in the United States increased for the 16th consecutive quarter to an all-time record, I would add. 32. According to a new report, Americans spend twice as much as residents of other developed countries on health care, but get lower quality and far less efficiency. Well, government just took it over, so it's going to get a lot worse. And they've now admitted in the AP, The Hill, Obama has admitted, oh, I'm sorry, you don't get free health care. We make you buy health care if you're poor. And I'm sorry. Here's another one. 31. Some experts are warning that the cost of bailing out Fannie and Freddie Mac could reach as high as $1 trillion. Number 30. The FDA has announced that the offspring of cloned animals could be in our food supply right now. Well, yeah, for at least 6-7 years they've had cloned chickens and cloned cow meat. I mean, you've been eating it, ladies and gentlemen. The FDA has announced that offspring of cloned animals could be in our food supply right now and that there's nothing that they can do about it. Yeah, but if you don't pay one nickel of taxes, they're going to come. But, oh, we can't do anything about the cloned animals. We can harass Amish people and arrest people that get caught all over the country selling eggs on the street corner that they got from their own chickens. But we can't stop big agribusiness from giving you cloned food. Continuing. In May, sales of new homes in the United States dropped to the lowest level ever recorded. And that's even with cooked federal numbers. Continuing, 28, in 1950, the ratio of the average executive paycheck to the average worker's paycheck was about 30 to 1. Since the year 2000, the ratio has been arranged between 300 to 500 to 1. Number 27, federal border officials recently said that Mexican drug cartels have not only set up shop on Arizona soil, they're actually maintaining lookout bases in strategic locations in the hills of southern Arizona, as much as 80 miles into the United States. And that's back in the news today. Huge border wars in Texas and Arizona over the weekend. And if Americans now go down major highways, Mexican troops and cartels actually stop them and steal everything they've got. And the police refuse to even help. I mean, it's just total collapse of society. The globalists love it. The U.S. government has declared some parts of Arizona off limits to U.S. citizens. That's number 26, because of the threat of violence from Mexican drug smugglers. Number 25, we're halfway through. And every one of these I read, I can think of 10 or 15 things even worse that are going on. 25, according to the credit card repayment calculator, if you owe $6,000 on a credit card with a 20% interest rate and only pay a minimum payment each time, it will take you 54 years to pay off the credit card. During those 54 years, you will pay $26,168 in interest rate changes in addition to the $6,000 in principal that you are required to pay back. So you'll pay $22,000 plus. Yeah, $23,000 plus. No, $33,000. $26,000 and $6,000. So you'll be paying over $30,000. That's kind of like the central banks. They own $1 billion to somebody they made up. They end up paying back $50 billion. They still owe $50 billion. That's like Nigeria. I love to use that example. 24, according to prepared testimony by Goldman Sachs Chief Operating Officer Gary Cohn, Goldman Sachs shorted roughly $615 million of the collateralized debt obligations and residual mortgage-backed securities the firm underwrote since late 2006. And that's just one report on one Timberwolf transaction. Yeah, they were betting against what they were selling their clients. That's their whole business model. Number 23, the six biggest banks in the United States now possess assets equivalent to 60% of America's gross national product. And when they're done, they'll have over 100%. How is that possible? They'll own everything, and you'll owe them a bunch of interest on it, so it'll be more. I mean, it's like they've made $600 trillion in made-up derivatives. I'm going to run through the rest of these, go to your calls, and hit some police state news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Long segment coming up. Ton of key info.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
I don't know if we'll have time to play this, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Anderson Cooper saying the First Amendment is dead. And then going over how even I've got a frontline story here of a photographer they hired to go down to Texas City and take photos of the BP refinery. This is the same one that had a big leak a few years ago, and they got a big fine over it. And the cops showed up, and they said, we don't care. You don't take photos in America. I was coming back from the beach about a year ago, and this was down in Corpus Christi. I was coming back from Port Aransas, and I was getting on an access road and saw this big refinery, and I said, you know, I always need B-roll for my films. And I want to expose how the carbon tax is meant to shut down our society. And I might mention that the big oil companies are actually financing it and that they got together in 96. This has been declassified. Well, not declassified. The AP, Associated Press, sued and got those minutes in 2000. We've written articles about it and covered it. If you want to go pull the stories up. Where they shut down all of the refineries that they didn't own or bought them up and closed them to create an artificial bottleneck because there's too much oil. And so they want to keep prices up. How do they do that? They shut down refining capacity. They fund environmental groups who go out and lobby against it. And then they themselves sit back and make fun of the very groups they financed. I mean, this is on record. So that's how they create that artificial scarcity. And I this is no exaggeration. I pulled up by that big refinery right before you get on 37 to go north. I pulled up. I got out with a video camera on a tripod and filmed the refinery. I cut down a side street, and the refinery was about 2 miles away. It's this giant, sprawling facility. There were no cars around me, no one around me. I got in my car, driving a minivan, got on the highway, entrance ramp, got back on the highway, and violently coming down from another entrance ramp was a Texas State Police officer who got right up on my butt, ran my plates, put me in a database, and peeled off. Didn't pull me over. That is infrastructure protection. They're watching everything, ladies and gentlemen. And they tell those poor state police guys, Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the chemical plant. Give me a break. But they can't stop the open border. So the same thing happened to this PBS photographer, and that's in the news. But I'm already burning time up here, and I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to at least get to Tim, Ron, Michael, Pastor, and Coyote. But be ready with your points, folks, because I've got to get to this police state news. But continuing here. Okay, what number had I gotten to? The six biggest banks in the United States now possess assets equivalent to 60% of America's gross national product. Number 22, four of the biggest U.S. banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, had a perfect quarter with 0 days of trading losses during the first quarter of 2010. Yeah, it's completely rigged. I mean, they just, these companies are the CIA. Or properly said, the CIA is Goldman Sachs. You notice the Russians didn't infiltrate the government. They infiltrated Harvard and Goldman Sachs and Wall Street. They're agents of influence. And the media is saying, well, they should be let go. Yeah, they're illegal aliens who had fake names and probably were spies, but they just wanted to be bankers' friends. Well, that you don't infiltrate the government. The congressmen are all like fish on a trot line hook to the bankers. So you cozy up to them, the dirtbags. They've already taken America over. See how this is all hidden in plain view? 1.41 million Americans filed for personal bankruptcy in 2009, a 32% increase over 08. BP has hired private security contractors to keep American people away from oil cleanup sites, and nobody seems to care. Number 20, yeah, the cops just follow orders. There's no law. Just like there's no law, Obama could tell the states they can't clean up the oil. But everybody just bootlegs. Oh, you say you have authority? Take my farm. Take my ranch. Barack Obama, number 19, is calling for a civilian expeditionary force to be sent to Afghanistan and Iraq to help overburdened military troops build infrastructure. And he's calling for a draft, just like a chief of staff is, Rahm Emanuel. Oh, you don't believe me? Just go search engine. Rahm Emanuel calls for national draft. On June 18th, two Christians decided that they would peacefully pass out copies of the Gospel of John on a public sidewalk outside of an Arab festival in Dearborn, Michigan. And within 3 minutes, eight policemen surrounded them and placed them under arrest. Number 18. And this story has links to mainstream news everywhere. See, it's all over. You come to a town that's Muslim, no free speech if they don't like what you say. You come to a town that's mainly Jewish, no free speech if you talk bad about Jews. You come to a town where, you know, it's run by Baptists, you talk bad about the Baptist church, you get arrested. I mean, this is a mirror into how censorship and tyranny works. And then the feds come in and take over your town, which they're doing, and whatever they say they don't like you to say is now illegal, as Cass Sunstein calls for. I mean, here's America, open to the whole world, and you go to Dearborn, Michigan, and they got the minarets up and the call to prayer and everything. And what, Christians aren't allowed to be on the street handing out flyers? Christians aren't allowed to in Dallas. Daryl Rundus has been arrested repeatedly for standing on the sidewalk handing out flyers in America. Because it's Americans they've got to keep down. It's anybody trying, you know, the system says, my gosh, somebody actually involved trying to be out here in free speech, we better make them shut up because mafia runs this country. You don't let slaves get out there and speak to others. You know, those little puny ants outnumber the globalists 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for the grasshoppers. I can't believe that story. In fact, I want to get those Christians on who couldn't hand out flyers outside the Dearborn, Michigan facility. The cops don't care if they're on a sidewalk and it's America and there's free speech. They arrest you. They were arrested for the free speech. 17, it's been reported that sales of foreclosed homes in Florida made up nearly 40% of all home purchases in the past part of the year. Yeah, the banks are buying it up. Somebody put $200,000 in a house, they get it for $5,000. During a recent interview with Larry King, former First Lady Laura Bush revealed that the world that she is actually in favor of legalized gay marriages and a woman's right for abortion. Well, they're not conservatives. Number 15, scientists at Columbia University are warning that the dose of radiation from the new full-body scanners going into airports all over the country could be up to 20 times higher than originally estimated. I told you that 2 years ago. It's meant to fry your DNA. It's targeting your ovaries and your testicles. It's high-powered. And they're recording it. You don't care, though. Your religion is submitting to tyranny. I'm surprised people don't go in there naked saying, please, kill me. And again, that's scientists at Columbia University, and there's a bunch of other studies saying that. They don't care. 14. 43% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. The FDIC's deposit insurance fund now has negative $20.7 million in it, which represents a slight improvement from the end of 2009. Number 12, the judge that BP is pushing to hear the estimated 200 lawsuits of the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster gets tens of thousands of dollars a year in oil royalties and has paid travel expenses to industry conferences by BP. You get in there. See, corruption is now the law. Evil is law. Evil is law. Degeneracy and wickedness is what's protected. Goodness is bad. You understand that? Because crooks run everything, and they don't like anybody that gets uppity. It's about all keeping the slaves down, not scaring off the fish. You know, the globalists are basically like fishermen. They're like, don't bang your oar on the boat. We're catching these little suckers, these little stupid little fishies. Listen to this. In recent years, the U.S. government has spent $2.6 million tax dollars to study the drinking habits of Chinese prostitutes and $400,000 tax dollars to pay researchers to cruise six bars in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to find out why gay men engage in risky sexual behavior when drunk. That's probably figuring out how to put bioweapons in their food or something. You never know. I mean, you know, they'll hire somebody for a weird study. They don't know why they're doing it, and that's used by the CIA later to carry out some type of operation. I was just randomly throwing out, you know, a possibility. I'm not saying that's what's happening here. I'm saying it's been declassified. They used gay men getting hepatitis shots in New York in the 70s to give them the HIV because they knew they would spread it. Okay, continuing here. Number 10, U.S. officials say more than $3 billion in cash, much of it aid money paid by U.S. taxpayers, has been stolen by corrupt officials in Afghanistan and flown out to Kabul International Airport in recent years. Well, that's all in by design. They openly grow the opium over there. The troops grow it. Number 9, according to a report by U.S. Department of Transportation Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the baggage check fees collected by U.S. airlines shot up 33% in the first quarter of 2010 to $769 million. Number 3, California high school students are fighting for their right to show their American patriotism, even on a Mexican holiday, after they were forced to remove their American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. That's now been happening nationwide. Number 7, right now, interest in U.S. national debt and spending on entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare are somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15% of the GDP. By 2080, they were projected to eat up approximately 50% of the GDP. Number 6, the total of government and corporate consumer debt in the United States is now at 360% of GDP. You understand, it's three times GDP plus. Number five, a six-year-old girl was recently handcuffed and sent to a mental facility after throwing temper tantrums in her elementary school. Number four, in Florida, students have been arrested by police for things as simple as bringing a plastic butter knife to school, throwing an eraser, or drawing a picture of a gun. Oh, yeah. Number three, school officials in one town in Massachusetts are refusing to allow students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Number two, according to one new study, approximately 21% of children in the United States are living below the poverty level. Since 1973, more than 50 million babies have been murdered in abortion facilities across the United States. See, if they can sell you abortion, they can sell you anything. Let's go to your calls right now. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call again. Listen, first off, I got three things I really want to cover. There was a interview that Bill Clinton gave who he was just totally giving BP the props, and his exact statement was, I can't wait to get into your the oil can't wait to get into your gas tank. Whoever found this well from BP knew exactly what they were doing. This thing is a gusher. He never talked about the people, the effect of the economy. He never talked about the
Listen, we played a clip of Obama earlier. Even though they admit all these people are dying, getting sick, almost all the people from the Exxon Valdez are dead. They know it's very toxic. They have people cleaning this up. Now it's going to come into shore, and Obama's on TV saying no ill health effects, no problems, just lying. What's the name of that video, Tim?
I'm not exactly sure, but just if you Google Bill Clinton giving interview for BP, I'm sure you'll be able to, it'll pop up on YouTube.
Okay, we'll try to get it posted. Thank you, Tim. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, Alex and Patriots. They haven't been spraying chemtrails in Prescott, Arizona area for over a month, and I have no idea. Barry Sotero has never committed any act of treason because he is not an American citizen. He is a foreign agent working for the international banksters.
But it's it's espionage. And if people get one message, it's this. Globalism is tyranny. It is foreign banking, corporate takeovers through fraud. It is espionage. And so all these corporate officials that are here in the U.S. conspiring to defraud the taxpayers are enemy operatives, and they need to be seized immediately and given a trial, and then they need to be dealt with. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Alex. I ask you to make that point clear, because he is a foreign agent working for foreign banksters who are trying to destroy this country. And the last thing is, there's an ancient Hebrew saying that goes, quote, "O my people, those who oppress you are children, and women rule over you. O my people, those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the paths, and confuse your paths." What we need to do in this country is get the women out of Congress, put men back in, and quit relying on women to save us, because the Bible says that is not going to save us.
Well, I appreciate your call. I know this. There are a lot of really smart, intelligent women. There are women smarter than I am, a lot smarter. But men and women are different. And there has never been a society that has done the things we're doing that survived. And we're going to collapse. I mean, people don't like to hear it. They don't like to know it. But human society is supposed to work a certain way. And it's been destroyed. And the family's gone. No one's secure. Our women under feminism have been turned into totally insecure trollops dressed up like whores. Our children are dying and on drugs. And we're destroyed. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. It's not that women are bad, any more bad than men. It's that women want security. And women tend to, in history, be very trusting of government. And they statistically are today. And so Over 80% of purchases are decided by women. What color is the furniture? What color are the drapes? What brand of milk? What brand of eggs? I mean, women make the... My wife makes almost all the decisions. I'm here working on this. My wife probably makes 90% of the decisions. And if somebody could get control of my wife, they'd run my house. They would run my life. And that's why Hitler said, first you get the women, you got the children, so follow the men. That's an exact quotation. And Goebbels was obsessed with it. First you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And they've got the women, folks. I mean, the women support the CPS because they think, oh, the CPS is helping the children. Oh, meanwhile, the CPS is hunting women, hunting, you know, taking their kids. It's admitted. And it doesn't mean men aren't lazy and gullible and dumb. It's just that there's a natural order of things. And so don't worry, America's going completely down. We're all completely screwed, and yet we'll be a bunch of people like Andrew Napolitano and all those hunchback women they got in the Supreme Court ruin us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Look at this AP headline. Army drops PSYOP's name from influence operations. The Army has dropped the Vietnam-era name psychological operations for its branch that is in charge of changing minds behind enemy lines. Acknowledging the term can sound ominous. What do you think hydrogen bombs dropping on you is? Ominous? What do you think a Hellfire missile shooting into your mud hut is? Ominous? That's what the Pentagon does, is it dominates and controls. And the Pentagon admits it now works for Wall Street. And what is Wall Street? A bunch of inbred bankers who think that we should all basically die because they have Ponzi schemed all the wealth of the world into their hands, but they did it through fraud, and so they need to get rid of us so they can enjoy it all. and they're in control of killers that have bioweapons that can kill even subgroups in the human race. By subgroups, I mean even down to villages. Even down to just very delicate genetic variations. It's like they've got hundreds of species of perch, and most of them are subspecies. That's what I mean by that. They've got bioweapons where they can tailor it right down. If you're not in Kansas anymore, big decisions have been made. They don't want 6, 7, 8 million of you sucking your thumbs watching football, folks. They want you deader than a hammer. And I know most of you are so brain damaged and so chemically lobotomized, you can't even understand me right now. But we've got listeners who do care and are involved. You know, I said I'd get to this, and I'm going to cover it at the start of the show because I want to be able to go to Coyote and Michael and Pastor. And I mean, just look at all these articles I didn't get to. I've got a whole bunch of police state articles here. The First Amendment has been suspended. CNN, that's their story. BP, Homeland Security, and cops work together to deny First Amendment in a three-state area. There's no law. They just do it. It's called tyranny. BP cops detain reporter for taking pictures of oil refinery in Houston. Not allowed to, you know, for PBS to cover something. Spy tech that monitors conversations being launched in Europe report. Raw story. This is out of a bunch of other mainstream articles. They used to call them gunshot detectors, but now they admit the NSA is recording everything and running it through a database. I'll cover this tomorrow. It's so important. I got to give each caller 1 minute now. Coyote in Colorado, go ahead. Coyote, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Coyote.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
No, not a whole heck of a lot. Anyway, Matt Ryan has an incredible article on InfoWars that people need to go to. It's called "Why Are Police Abusing the Elderly?" And it's an incredible article. People need to go in and read it and comment. Also, the Core Exit 9500 dispersant that BP is using on the oil spill, it literally disperses the oil into the water. It becomes soluble in water and makes it impossible for oil booms or for skimmers to remove the oil. It is the worst thing that they could be doing right now.
Now, I've seen a lot of experts in this saying that, and it's so toxic, and it allows then a lot of the base elements that are poisonous, the heavy metals, the other chemicals, to then become soluble in water so that it can be lifted up into the atmosphere.
Exactly, and not only that. When it evaporates, it becomes part of the ecosystem, and it also becomes part of the water table, especially in estuaries. And then all the birds and the wildlife there pick this stuff up, and it permeates the entire life cycle.
And they put 1.5 million gallons of it out there. Coyote, I appreciate your call. Sorry to Michael, Pastor, and Jim. Call me back tomorrow. I'll put you to the head of the line if you tell John that. When you call, you go to the head of the line. Michael, Pastor, and Jim just say, put me to the head of the line. I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. Great job to all the affiliates. We can save humanity if we face up to how evil the elite are. Please, folks, it's so hardcore. You've got to face all the facts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.